Yesterday, we saw some really nice housing numbers. The National Association of Realtors says home sales rose 3.3% in last months from December to a seasonally adjusted rate of about 5.5 million. Steady job gains, modest pay raises, rising consumer confidence, all spurring a healthy home buying market. Buyers are snapping up homes with typical homes on the market for just 50 days. We thought we would talk a little bit about this today in our thought leader conversation. And John Horton is here. He's from Associated Bank. He's the vice president and senior lending manager at Associated Bank, specializing in construction loans, jumbo mortgages, refinancing. He brings to our thought leader conversation 27 years of residential mortgage business. John, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be back.
You maybe can help straighten something out for us, because we're seeing a couple of these different reports today that are a little confusing. One of them says this could be the worst housing market in the nation in 2017 in Chicago. But yet we see the report from the realtors today saying, hey, January was a pretty good month.
Yeah, kind of referencing that article you talked about in December, I was looking at it last night, and the words that kind of stuck out were gloomy, dead last, anemic, and pessimistic. And that was going to lead to poor performance due to high unemployment and low income growth. And I think a lot of it was the pent-up demand, people waiting. The election is over. What's going to happen? You've now had a full 30-day cycle. Rates did increase, but they also came down. You really don't hear the good news a lot. The rates kind of peaked at about 4 3/8. I look at the 30-year as a good barometer. It went up to about 4 3/8 through end of November, beginning of December. Right now it's around 4 1/8, 4 1/4, obviously depending on credit and everything else. But what you're also seeing is those people with the home sales, not a lot on the market. So the people that do have that inventory out there, you're starting to see some things move. And the weather is a great factor. You're not going to go to an open house if it's muddy and slushy. If the sun's out, it really makes a big difference on the home sales.
Yeah, and practically flowers coming up in Chicago.
Oh, absolutely.
We've seen such nice weather. But I love how, like a newspaper editor, you have that article circled with all the negatives on it.
Yeah.
This has to be a positive, though, as we hear the realtors group saying home prices and home sales ticked up in January. Chicago and Illinois saw some of the biggest in the country. Is it that maybe we might see a good beginning of the year and a bad end of the year? Is that how we kind of reconcile these two?
You know, I think what you're seeing is a lot of positive things came into play all at once. It wasn't just the housing market. You saw the stock market go up. All the different sectors were starting to go up. There were steady job gains. There were modest pay increases. The rising consumer confidence. So once you see that the healthy income and the healthy economy start to move, it's like a train. Once it gets going, people kind of jump on. As far as will it die down, I was looking this morning at our numbers for my team over at Associated Bank, and we're almost dollar for dollar, 2016 to 2017. And actually, over at the NBA conference, the NBA CEO David Stevens had said that Fannie and Freddie are saying 2017 will be as robust, if not better, than 2016. But that goes back to the article in December. That can change in a month.
Yeah, it's, at least it's positive, though.
Right,
it's
absolutely. Really good. There's a lot of positive stuff out there.
So I'm also interested in your take, John, on the demographics of who's out buying right now and getting mortgages. We saw this one report that said that a third of them, at least in Chicago, were single, young single people.
Yeah, there's a lot of young single people that are out there that are taking advantage of the market. School systems are huge. People that are single that may not even have a glimmer in their eye of having children are also looking, which they should be, into the school system. It's a great buying point. And you always say when you buy a house, you should think about selling it, even though you may never sell it. But when you sell it, if you're in a poor school system, it's going to be on that market even longer. Right now, the average market time for a house is right around 50 days. If it's priced right and in a good area, 50 days is outstanding, absolutely outstanding.
I saw a report, too, that sort of poo-pooing the idea that you can be single and be a home buyer. I'm one of those people, and I know a lot of others that are like that. Is that sort of a misconception about buying a home, that you have to be married?
No, not at all. If you're looking at the average rent in the city of Chicago is $1,800 to $2,300, again, depending on the area, but right around that price point. If you boil that down to what your mortgage payment would be, give you a rough idea, on a 30-year fixed at 4 1/4, a $200,000 mortgage, your principal and interest would be $984. Now, obviously, you want to add on your taxes, your insurance, homeowners association, but $984 for $200,000, or to break it down even simpler, it's $492,000 for every $100,000 you finance. So a lot of people like the apartment living. If they don't want the commitment, they don't want to be tied down. Maybe they're in a profession that has them moving around. But if you're in and you're set for $1,000 a month for a $200,000 mortgage, it beats the rent, and then you get the tax write-off, most likely.
Yeah, I actually know a couple of people who hate me because my mortgage is cheaper than their rent.
Oh, absolutely.
And, but they've also, the good thing for you is they've decided this is the year that they're going to buy a house.
Right, it's time to go.
So what do people need to be thinking about if that's going to be their plan, if they've now come into their head that that's what they're going to do this year? What do they need to be doing right now?
They got to understand it's not your grandmother's mortgage. You know, it's not the handshake deals anymore. It's not that I know John over at Associated Bank and I'm going to close on Tuesday and today's Monday. Being prepared and being educated, just like anything else, having a relationship with a lender, finding a quality realtor, finding a quality real estate attorney. Not that the yellow pages exist anymore, and I'm not 90, but don't look in the yellow pages. Refer. Call your realtor. Call your attorney. Call your lender, and just ask them who they deal with. You know, it's the best way to do it. It's a team. You know, it shouldn't be three separate individuals. It should be a team that go together. Meet with your lender. Get pre-approved. Pre-approved is key. One of the biggest discrepancies is people think a pre-qualification and a pre-approval is the same. A pre-approval is you calling me saying, John, this is what I make. This is my debt. And I say, great, Steve, here's your mortgage payment you can afford. Well, then I pull your credit. You give me a pay stub and you're a liar. And now you can't afford what I told you. The pre-approval is you coming in with bank statements, pay stubs and tax returns completely, fully underwritten with a solid commitment. You're not committed to anything because there's no property address, but at least it gives you something when you go to that realtor and say, hey, I talked to John at Associated. Here's what I can afford. They know that you've been vetted by underwriting. And if the appraisal comes out, title comes out, home inspection comes out, you'll be good to go.
And if it's the opposite side of that, the gorilla paw comes in and pulls me out of the office because I have some kind of problem, that there's time to fix those kinds of things. And if that's you, you would give them advice on doing what to make sure they come
in. I'll tell you, that's some of my favorite stories. And I've been doing this 25 years. It's some of my favorite stories of people that really want that home ownership dream. They know that they may have a year. We have a product called a credit builder over at Associated. It's exactly what it says. It builds your credit. So if you think you can do it, but you're not really sure, sitting down talking to someone is the only way to do it. Better than coming in being disappointed when you're on the hook. Come in, work with people, have that relationship. It all comes back to the basics. Have the relationship with someone you trust that can help you if you're not ready to go. And if you're ready to go, can kind of expedite it for you.
I like that idea of the credit builder. If you had to give somebody a piece of advice right now in building credit, what would it be? The number one thing that you could do to improve your credit?
Pay your bills, number one. But number two, a lot of people don't have credit. A lot of these younger people paid cash for everything, which is great until you go to get a mortgage. You need at least four trade lines, according to Fannie and Freddie, to qualify for a mortgage. What some people will do, they'll open up a credit card, get a gallon of gas, pay it off. Don't exceed your credit utilization by more than 30%. If you have a $1,000 credit card, if you exceed that by the most you want to charge on that is $333, because what that does, it starts to affect your score. It's not going to kill it, but you want to keep it about a third of credit utilization. Don't close old credit cards. If you have a Marshall Fields credit card, so now you know how old I am. If you have a Marshall Fields credit card, keep it open. It's transferred to a different bank, but it's long credit. Outstanding long history of credit is good.
So this idea of closing credit cards because you don't use them anywhere, that's actually a real thing. It could be bad.
Well, it depends on how many you have. You know, we've seen people that have 10 credit cards out there all with $10,000 credit lines. It's $100,000 of available credit. They may not have used them, but if you use them and you pay them down, just kind of limit your credit cards.
I was talking recently to some millennials, one of them an entrepreneur who said the biggest mistake he had made in his life getting ready to own a business was not having credit cards. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that somebody would be in their mid-20s or almost 30 and not ever have a credit card.
It's amazing. And it's certain cultures in certain areas that don't believe in credit. They want to pay cash for everything, which is wonderful. It's great for the economy. But again, even when you go to buy a car, you just want that history of credit, because if I'm going to lend you money, I want to see that you know how to pay people back.
You talked earlier about the schools being a big thing about when people go to a neighborhood and look for a. How do you at Associated Bank help with all of those things? Because it's probably more than schools. Do you have snapshots of neighborhoods ready to go where you send people? Or
absolutely. Matter of fact, before I got here this morning, I sent a note over to a realtor. Her mom and dad own a real estate company. They were talking about construction loans. And she has a buyer she just sent me when I was walking in this morning that was looking for a school system in a certain area. The nice thing about Associated Bank is with the branches here, we have a diverse group of people that probably live in any area, suburbs and city that you can think about. So if I don't know the area, I can find someone within the organization that does that'll be able to help us out.
We see the minutes of the Fed's last meeting. It looks like they're going to push for three rate increases this year, maybe the earliest coming in March. Those are pretty much fixed into the system already, aren't they?
They are baked in. And again, sometimes they talk about that so much. We talked last time. They talked about raising it for the last 6 years, five times last year. They never went up. So they are baked in. The closer it gets, you may see a little spike. But what happens is if they don't raise it, you're not going to see an immediate drop. So the banks don't like to be caught with their shorts down. They do like to be set. So if you call on Friday and they raise them on Tuesday, you should have a similar rate. But again, it depends on what else goes on in the economy. You could have them raise rates and a lot of other factors that deter from the economy that may bring them back down.
One of those other things going on in the economy is we saw the last housing starts report come out that they were lower. People are not pulling permits, not getting ready to build stuff. Would you like to see those numbers improve pretty quickly?
I'd like to see them improve, and I think what you're seeing now on the construction side, that's a major, major project. Not only getting your builder in line, finding the right parcel of land. A lot of people will take their existing homes and just do a major remodel. Construction lending is one of Associated Bank's premier products in the Chicago area. I think you'll see more as the weather is starting to stay the same. You're not seeing a lot of the snow, so I got to wait to build. Frost line is still kind of there, but it's not too bad. So I think you're going to see a spike in that fairly soon.
Even still, it seems like as I drive around the city, there's construction going on everywhere.
It's unbelievable. We were at a lunch actually last week with Mayor Emanuel, and he called the building cranes the new state bird. Because you're seeing it everywhere. And, we were talking about the apartment buildings. They were looking at 8,000 individual apartment units going up this year and next. So it's huge. It's a huge market right now.
And so what else is on your radar screen in terms of things that we need to be aware of? What are you hearing from people who are coming in? And what do you think might be a big prediction for the year?
I think it's the education. Really, all you hear is bad news. You rarely hear the good news. So my team, myself over at Associated Bank, getting involved in Chicago Association of Realtors, Main Street Association of Realtors, letting them know it's really not that bad anymore. People think, we talked about before, it was in an Illinois Association of Realtor article saying you need 20% down. You don't. FHA is 3.5%. VA is 100% financing, 5% on conventional. It's education is really going to drive it, letting the word out, letting them know what we do well, and it's the relationships and the education we have with the people we work with.
Yeah, and don't feel bad about calling somebody like John at Associated Bank. He'll be glad to take the call. Even if it's just a little education, you may not get a mortgage out of it, but it could be coming down the way.
Absolutely. Always remember the people that help you, like you, Steve.
Glad to help. Listen, I have a question for you because I saw this too. Do cookies in the oven when you're selling a house, is that still the tip over or is it vanilla? Is the smell of vanilla?
It's funny you ask that. They actually have candles or those scented aroma that people will hide around their house.
Yeah.
It's a tough call. If you're allergic to cookies, you won't buy the house. But it is the smell. It brings back memories. It's a homey feeling. I will do my research for next time I'm here and let you know.
They even have those candles now that smell like the Mac computers, the Apple Mac computers. So just
they
any
smell like computers?
Yeah, the Apple Mac, yeah.
I didn't know computers smelled.
Yeah, I guess there's some kind of new car smell, the new computer smell
right.
That goes along with it.
Exactly.
John, it's good talking with you. We'll see you again next time.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
John Horton is the Vice President and Senior Lending Manager at Associated Bank. It's our thought leader conversation. Remember to follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter. Listen to our past conversations at WGNRadio.com on the opening bell page. And you know our thought leaders are talented and experienced. They're very smart. And they want to answer your questions. Send your questions via email to thoughtleader@wgnradio.com. That's thoughtleader@wgnradio.com. And we could answer your question on an upcoming episode of The Opening Bell.